I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. President Bush marked Veterans Day today in New York City. He spoke at a ceremony aboard the World War II aircraft carrier Intrepid.
Today we know it is Veterans Day, a day when we celebrate and thank and honor every man and woman who have served in our armed forces. Today we send a clear message to all who have worn the uniform. Thank you for your courage. Thank you for your sacrifice. And thank you for standing up when your nation needed you most.
President Bush paid tribute to the men and women who've served in Iraq and Afghanistan and in past wars. But as the world's Katie Clark reminds us, Veterans Day is more than just an American commemoration.
Veterans Day is celebrated in other parts of the world as Armistice or Remembrance Day. It falls on the anniversary of the signing of the truce that ended the fighting on the Western Front during World War I. The war to end all wars lasted 4 years and redrew the map of Europe. Some 20 million people died in the conflict. One of the biggest Veterans Day commemorations today took place in northeast France at the scene of the war's longest battle, the Battle of Verdun. French President Nicolas Sarkozy said his country will never forget those who had fought for people's right to freedom.
La France n'oubliera jamais ses enfants qui se sont battus pour elle. La France n'oubliera jamais le sang versé sur la Marne, sur la Somme.
Sarkozy went on to speak of the enormity of the suffering people endured during the First World War.
Pour comprendre, ne regardons pas que les chiffres.
To understand, said Sarkozy, we can't just look at the statistics. We must imagine the infinite pain of each victim. The last French and German veterans of the war died earlier this year. Today, the 90th anniversary of the armistice will likely be the final major anniversary to involve any veterans of the conflict. 112-year-old Henry Allingham is Britain's last remaining World War I Air Force veteran. Allingham says he couldn't forget the war even if he wanted to.
I recall my past, and I know what that means.
Allingham went on to say he's glad to remember those who fought and died because we have so much to thank them for. Hundreds of people also gathered today in the Belgian city of Ypres. They came to lay wreaths at the Menin-Gate Memorial, built to honor some 55,000 missing British soldiers. Among those in attendance was a group called Mayors for Peace. They're an international association aimed at bringing about a nuclear weapons ban by the year 2020. Tadatoshi Akiba is the group's president and mayor of the Japanese city of Hiroshima. Akiba said today that nations should learn from the tragedy of the world wars and their victims.
Whether they were non-combatants or soldiers or, you know, whatever, those pains still remain and are vivid. And that gives us the energy to make sure that never again will such tragedies happen in this world.
Closer to home, President-elect Barack Obama also marked Veterans Day today. He laid a wreath at a memorial in Chicago to fallen U.S. service members. For The World, this is Katie Clark.